So we were holding on of Samach Aleph on the days. Sanhedrin. And we were having a focus between Abaya and Rava, what the halacha is about someone who's Evid Avedis Kachorim, mi Ahava u'mi'ira. And we had two explanations for what that question was, whether it's mi Ahavat v'ira ha'adam, or whether it's mi Ahavat v'ira of the actual Avodah Zarah itself. So we were in the middle of many different proofs, one after the other, whether you're chayev or potter. Rava said you're potter, and Abaya said you're chayev, and we were right up to the proof that's coming up here, the Omer Abaya mina amina la, which is 5 lines up from the bottom. The Omer Abaya mina amina la, I'll prove to you once again that my contention is right, that you're chayev, and oivet avaris kachavim, mi ahava u'mi'ira, from the following. The Tanya. Koin Mashiach, the avodat kochavim, Rabbi Yom Rabbi Shigi Gat Maaseh V'chachamim Omrim Behalim Davar. We have to have a little bit of an introduction to this sugya. Generally speaking, there are two different types of korban chatas that are brought. There's a korban chatas that's brought because somebody did something by accident, which is the norm. And then there's a special korban chatas that's brought either by the tzibur, which is called the Par Helam Davashot Tzibur, or by the Kohen Gadol, which is called the Par Kohen Mashiach. What's unique about those is that if a Kohen Gadol does an Avera Bishogeg, he is not chayav any chatas at all. The only time that he brings a chatas is where he was more halacha that something is mutter b'ta'ut. So then, if he goes ahead and he does that Avera based on his thought that it's heter, then he's chayav. But if he just makes a mistake and forgets something, like a normal person, he's not chayav chatas at all. Now this is in the case of normal korbanos chatas. When I say normal, I mean on anything but avodah zarah, because we have two different categories of animals for chatos as well. Our normal chatas for a general halacha for an avera bishogeg on something that you're chayav koras on is for an individual normal person. He brings either a seira or a kisva. If he is a Nasi, he's chayav to bring specifically a Seir. Then we have the two other divisions where the carbon is brought anyway only b'hora'ah, and that's a par, either for the Tzibur, Par Helam Davashot Tzibur, or the par for the Kohen Gadol, which is called the Par Kohen Mashiach. When it comes to the Dinin Tzibur, over there we have a special halakha for the Tzibur for Avodah Zarah, where you bring a separate par and a soyer for Avodah Zarah. And the question over here is, what about the other special circumstance when it comes to Avodah Zarah? What's the din of the Kohen Gadol? We know what the din is of the Tzibur, and there too it's a din in Hora'ah. What leads us to the question is the fact that the Torah tells us beferish nefesh kitechetan, nefesh achas, and there we learn out whether, and they're talking about Avodah Zarah, there we learn out that it makes no difference whether it's a nefesh achas who's a nasi, or a nefesh achas who's a normal person, or nefesh achas who's a Kohen Gadol. It's always the same korban when it comes to Avodah Zarah. And that we learn out in Parsha Shlach. And the question is, what about the din of the Hora'ah? That's the question. As we know that when it comes to Avodah Kohavim, things are different because you have to bring a Seira. Okay, that's unusual. For everybody, it's unusual. No. Normally I'd have a choice, as even as a Yaakov, the Kisbar Seira. So for everyone it's unusual. For the Nasi, he's bringing a Seira instead of a Sa'ir. For the Kohen Gadol, he's bringing a Seira instead of a Par. For the Yaakov, he doesn't have a choice. But the Torah doesn't address clearly what the din is of the type of mistake that's made. Is it a mistake that's made in Hora'ah, or is it a mistake that's made in a Maisa B'Shogeg? Now this is the Brisa, the topic of the following Brisa, the Tanya. Kohen Mashiach v'Hudat Kochavim, Rebbe Omer B'Shigigat Maaseh, v'Chachomim Omrim V'Ha'alim Davar. So our Machlokas is here between Rebbe and the Chachomim. According to Rebbe, when it comes to Avodat Kochavim, a Kohen Gadol is no different than anybody else. The type of Shigaga is a overlooking something that he does accidentally. The Chachamim say, no, it's only a Ha'alem Davar, just like it always is by normal other Averis, because we compare the Parakoy Mashiach to the Parakoy Davar Shel Tzibur. And even though here it's a Sira, but the type of Avera is the same. Vishavin, they both agree, of course, that the type of Korban is the Sira, Kibi Yachid. Furthermore, Vishavim, there also another thing that surprisingly they agree on, is that there's no din of an Asham Tolui. Normally, if somebody's misufik, if he was over or something, Vishavim or not, so he brings an Asham Tolui. Now, Kohen Gadol certainly doesn't bring an Asham Tolui, because the Asham Tolui is not on being brought for a suffik of Ha'alem Davar, for a suffik of having a wrong psak. It's being brought on an act. You're not sure if he did the act or not. So if you're talking about another Avera where the Kohen Gadol is only chayiv on Ora, obviously there's no way he can bring a Ashim Tolui any more than he could bring a normal Chatas, because he doesn't bring a Chatas for a mistaken act. But how about over here where there is in fact a special Korban for a Kohen Gadol for a mistaken act? So you might think that in that case he would bring an Ashim Tolui. Therefore, comes along the Braisa to say, even though Rebbe holds that in this case it's B'shigigat Ma'aseh, if he's misupak about the Shigigat Ma'aseh, he does not bring an Ashram Talui. And that's because of the Gilui in the Pasuk, where the Torah uses the word Shigigat twice in the Parsha of Ashram Talui to tell me, either you bring an Ashram Talui on everything, or you bring an Ashram Talui on nothing. If it's a Kohen Gadol, can't bring an Ashram Talui on everything, there's no din of Ashram Talui. Okay. Now, what's important for us is now the implications of this price. You're telling me that it's possible to do Avodas Kuchavim B'shogeg. I'd like to know how that's possible. And this is a biased proof. Because look, what's the case? Explain to me what you mean by a maisa of shogeg when it comes to avodas kochavim. What's happening over here? The guy thinks that this is a shul. So, I mean, some of these shuls, you know, it's easy to get confused. So, okay, so he goes and he bows down to what's in the shul. Hare libo l'shamayim. I mean, he has no idea that there's no act of Avodah Zarah here at all. Man is bowing down to God, that's all. He thinks this is a place in which there's a simon of the Shechina and so on. There wasn't. It's a big deal.
J for J places. They really make it look like
it. No, do they? Yeah, I thought they make it look like the Chabad houses now. Ella. Ella de Chaza Andarta. Ella de Chaza Andarta. Vishtakavala. So what's the other case? The other case could be that you have a Andarta. An Andarta is something that's generally made for the covet of the king. It's a statue of the king or you know, it's the simon of the Malchus. And people, and as part of the covet of the Melech, they normally bow down to this thing. Now, he doesn't know that this particular thing has been now churchified. And then it happens to be that everybody is using this not only as a simon for the Melech, but also as a type of Avodah Zarah. He has no idea that that's the case. So what's the case? I mean, he kibla le'be'lo, amazing. So, look, if he says, this is my God, then fine. So he's amazing. The ilo kibla le'be'lo, and if he didn't, so then he's still being mishtach with the covered on Melech, and he didn't do a darn thing. So lav klumu, I mean, there's no Avera here. The Avera has to be defined. Remember that Avodah Zarah is a very unique situation in which the meaning of the act per se is totally dependent in the consciousness of the person who's doing it. It's not a normal aver. It's an aver that needs to be defined by someone. I mean, it could be defined by the guy who's holding the gun. He defines it as the Mokav Avodah Zarah, and therefore if you're doing what he's telling you to do in terms of it doesn't matter what your Kavana is, possibly. I suppose this is questionable, leave it a rova. Why you're Mokhiyam and Mesiris Nefesh. But in any event, there certainly is no action per se of Avodah Zarah that is coupled to somebody's intent that this be Avodah Zarah. The thing has to be defined, and it isn't defined. So it's Lav Klum. El Alav. Now the only case that I see that this could happen, says Avaya, has got to be Mi Ahava Umi Yir'ah. The guy made a mistake. Because what? If he makes a mistake in terms of the halakha of Avodah Zarah per se, that's Ha'alem Davar. We're looking for a Kohen Gadol whose mistake is not a Dinan Ha'alem Davar, but in Shigigat Ma'aseh. So if he made a mistake and he said, let's say, well, Zvicha is okay to Avodah Zarah, so I'll be Zoveah. That's Ha'alem Davar. Here, his mistake is not in the dinim of Avodah Zarah per se, it's in the question of whether Ava Meira is something that's chayev or not. Okay, so that's not called Ha'alem Davar. That's a Shigigat Ma'aseh. He's doing this action, thinking that this action is mutter. Not because he's thinking that this action does not consist of a type of Avodah for Avodah Zarah. He thinks that this is a mutter action. That's like a normal mistake that people do on Shabbos. They think this malacha is mutter. Right? Same thing. Yeah, of course it's called Shogeg. What else is Shogeg? Other than forgetting the Shabbos. Anyway. Rava Amar Lacha says, Rava, no, you don't have to, I mean, that's really far-fetched. I mean, I can give you a very simple explanation. It's talking about over here that he's an Omer Mutar, and he says, I didn't know that there's any prohibition of Avodah Zarah. I thought this is the way one shows one's appreciation for God. And how he became a Kohen Gadol.
That's a fine.
Yeah. So, what do you mean, Omer Mutar? Omer Mutar, I know Ha'alem Davar. But then he's saying that this is Mutar. Ha'alem Davar. Ha'alem Davar means that you deal with the issue, not that you didn't know there was an issue to deal with. I mean, so Ha'alem Davar is only, says the Gemara, Omer Mutar, first of all, says, Omer Mutar, I know Ha'alem Davar. Is that not Ha'alem Davar? No, I'm talking about Omer Mutar Legamre. Omer Mutar says he didn't know the concept existed. Ha'alem Davar, he knows the concept existed, and he issues a psak of kiyum miktzat or bitul miktzat. So he says, maybe it's mutter to be mishtakaver, but it's not mutter to be maler, whatever, some kind of prote din, but he deals with halacha. He's not dealing with halacha. So this is not called Ha'alem Davar, it's called a shigigat maaseh. Tony Rabbi Zakkai Kemed Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're bringing it in sort of tangentially here in the Machlokas of Abaye Barabbas. We'll see at the end of this long discussion. But anyway, it raises another very important question, which is these various ways of doing Avodas Kochavim. Is each one a separate Avera, or is it all one thing? In other words, suppose somebody, Ba'alem Ahad, would be Zoveach, it would be Matir, it would be Menasek, it would be Mishtachaveh. I mean, are those separate Chiyuvei Chataot, or is it all one Avera? So this involves us as well. Here it comes also as a transition into the next sugya, using the same question that was raised here by Abaye Barabbas. Tell me, Rabbi Zakkai came into Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zakkai was saying over brights in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and it read as follows: Zivach v'kiter v'niseh v'ishtahava be'alem echad ino chayav alachat. So he was saying that actually each one of the avodos doesn't stand on its own. There's one Isra of Avodah Zarah, Lota of Dame, however one is obeyed, and that's the Rikain Kol HaVodah Iskulam, essentially, for the Avodah Zni. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan said, Pok Tzani Levra, why don't you go outside and teach that to the squirrels? So, that's wrong. Rabbi Abba, Hadi Omer, Rabbi Zakkai, says Rabbi Abba, well, I mean, what happened over here is that Rabbi Zakkai was touching on a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nas. And actually, Rabbi Yochanan did not agree with how he was paskening, because the time, I mean, certainly there is a mocha for this, because we know when it comes to Shabbos, where the Torah says, lo ta'aseh kol melacha, and on the other hand, it says, lo tevaharu eish b'chol moshvotechem b'yom ha-shabbat. Now, if melacha includes havaarat eish, why did the Torah have to say, lo tevaharu eish? We have a famous machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Dosser about that issue. Tetzanya havara lelav yatzah divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the point of the special mention of havara is to teach me that the havara, which would otherwise have been a normal malach and chi of chorus and therefore chatas, is actually only a los of our age, a new issue. And it's not a chiyuv of normal malachas Shabbos, it's an Isra Lav, and therefore there's no chiyuv of chatas on it. Rabbi Nassan on there? Rabbi Nassan says no. the fact that it says havara is to teach me, v'chalek yatzatz, to teach me that I am chayev on each one of the malachas separately. And in the same way that the Torah teaches lo tzavaru esh, as if it's a separate iser on its own, so too it's as if it's said by every malacha. This is a yotzi min haklal, lamin halakar kolo yatza. So it's teaching us, it's as if the Torah said, lo sishchot, lo sacharosh, lo silkot, and so on and so forth. So we'll go through each one of the malachas, and there'll be a separate iser, and you'll have to bring a separate carbon. And you shouldn't think just because it says kol malacha that means it's all one iser. So it's l'chala. Now, by extension, that same machlokas should, says Rabbi Abba, apply to Avodah Zarah. L'man yomar havara l'lav yatzah. If you tell me that havara on Shabbos came to teach about the rest of the klal, to exclude itself from the rest of the klal to be only a lav, so then hishtachavaya, we should also say l'lav yatzah. The purpose of hishtachavaya. Now, don't let this confuse you with the previous sugya in which we learned that the reason it says Yishtachavaya is to tell me that even that which is Shalok Tidarka and isn't done as an Avodat Pnim, you're still Chayev. That certainly is true. However, as we'll see later on, not today, but as we'll see later on, there are different sugyim of Yishtachavaya that need to be understood, each one. One of them, yes, is established in Yishtachavaya, is Aser. But what about the other Yetziyah Vishtach? Actually, there's three, but we'll darshan it later. And this is the question. So if you hold that Havara L'lav Yatzah, then Yishtach Havayah is also coming, surprisingly, to tell me that you shouldn't think that Yishtach Havayah is like all the other Isurim, but rather Yishtach Havayah is an Isur Lav, not an Isur Misa. Okay? But if you hold V'bandi Amar L'chalek Yatzah, if you hold like Rabbi Natan by Shabbos, who says that the reason that we have a special mention of Havara is to tell me that you now know that the Kol HaKlal Kulo, you're Chayav on each Yisr individually, so too, Yishtach Havaya, Nami L'Chalek Yatza. Then you would be Chayav separately on Yishtach Havaya. Therefore, it says Rabbi Abba, actually all Rabbi Zakkai did, is that he followed the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who said L'Lav Yatza. And therefore, by extension, by Avodas Kechavim, if you did all of the Yisurim of Avodas Kechavim, they're all one Yisur, because there's no L'chalek Yatzah. So it works out very well. Rabbi Yossi, I just didn't hold of Rabbi Yossi, he passed L'chalek, so he told him to go outside with this. Maskev for Rabbi Yossi, well, what are you talking about? What makes you think that there's any extension possible from the dinim of Shabbos to over here? Dilma ad kan lokama Rabbi Yossi, does anybody hold that there's no din of chiluk malachas by Shabbos? Everybody agrees there's chiluk malachas by Shabbos. It's a question of where you know it from. So the reason that Rabbi Yossi insisted that over there Havara is coming to tell me a lav is because he already knows the primary thing that I would have used that for. Chiluk malachot, he already knows that from elsewhere. But if you don't know it from elsewhere and you have a pasuk that's Yotze, your first intent, of course, would be to have it go back and be malamid ala klal kulo, because that's the rule, and teach me lachali. Here we don't have another source for the chiluk. So over here, everybody would agree it was a chalik. So when Rabbi Yochanan threw him out, he threw him out because it wasn't true according to anybody. That's the point. What was the other source that Rabbi Yossi had, Legabi Shabbos, the chiluk melachot? He learns it out from me'achat mehena. Now, because that's a very strange pasuk. So it says by the Korban Chatas that if a person is shogeg v'asad me'achat Mehena, instead of saying V'yatza achat mikol mitzvot haTorah, instead he says V'yatza me'achas mehena. But what was me'achas mehena? It's very ungrammatical. So therefore, he darshins, as it does in the Brisa, the me'achas mehena. And he says like this, sorry, Rabbi Yossi on there. Well, we have to look at these words, each one of them. Because we could have, essentially, V'yatza achat mehena, or V'yatza mehena, or v'yatza achat. So we're going to need to darshan achat mehena. What was that mehena? Or the hena, which is me'achat. And then just the fact that we have achat and hena written together. I mean, it seems to be that they're telling me some way in which they're similar. I want to darshan all of these. So I say like this, V'asa me'achat mihena, which tells me that pa'amim shechayav achat al kulam, u'pa'amim shechayav kol achat v'achat. This implies that there are times in which you would be chayav separately for every single malacha, and times in which you would be chayav once for doing all of the malachas of Shabbos. Now, it turns out that the difference is, as we'll see, in terms of what the shogeg was. If the shogeg was, you thought today wasn't Shabbos, then that's a single shogeg. And because you thought today wasn't Shabbos, you went in and did all the malachas, it was one mistake. And that's the achas, even though it consists of all of these enas, it's still only achas. On the other hand, you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot that it's also to do Charisha. So then you have to bring it for Charisha. Then you forgot that it was also to do Trina. So you have to do Trina. And so on. Each one over there would be Mehina. Every single one of them would be Chayev separately. Now, to darshan the details of this, Omer of Yonatan, my taima, the Rabbi Yossi, v'chtiv yasa me'achat mehina. He's learning like this. Achat me'achat. Hena mehena. Achat shehi hena. Vehena shehi achat. Now, those are all the possible combinations. Let me explain each one to you. Okay. Achat me'achat means like this. Achat. A person has the intent to write the word Shimon on Shabbos. Me'achat, he writes part of the word Shimon. Shame. But Shimon is also shame. So in writing shame, it's also a name as a shame. So therefore, writing shame mishimon, he is really writing a name. And therefore, he would be chayav anyway, even though he didn't do his entire machshava. Hena, now, hena would mean hena, the avos malachos. Mehena are derivations of that which is given. So mehena would be referring to the toldos. Then you have an achas, which is hena. Ah, that would be where somebody knows it's Shabbos, sudden Shabbos, and it's shigigot melachot. So the single error has now been multiplied into every single one of these malachas. He didn't know this malach was also, then he didn't know that malach was also, and each one is a separate problem. There's also a hena shiachas. There's many malachas you could do b'yitzer, but which is only one fee of carbon. That's where you forgot the day was Shabbos. Shigigat Shabbat. V'zadon malachot. Fine. But coming back now to our case of Avodah Zorah, Avalok, the low nachkalek, Hiluk Melachot, Miduk Safrise. Over here we have nowhere else to learn out Hiluk Melachot. Why would you think that there's still a machlok to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson about how to understand Ishtak Avaya by Shabbos? Everybody, of course, would be modern. The Kulayama Ishtak Avaya Lachalek Yatzah, and therefore, the mimer that Rabbi Yezakai was saying in the bride in front of Rabbi Yochanan viewed as being a simple error. Because someone apparently had made the mistake of applying the machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, to Avodas Kochavi. And therefore, if there's no din of lechalek that's derivable from elsewhere, he thought that there's no chiluk malachos by Avodas Zorah. That's a mistake, he said. Get out of here with that. But of course, when it comes to Avodas Zorah, since we don't have any other source, we're always going to use the first application of a lima that's going to be to go back and to tell me the chiluk malachos on everything. So here too, it will tell me the chiluk of the avodas on everything, all of the various avodas that were mentioned before. And that's why he threw him out. Don't try to tell me, says Rabbi Yosef, that the reason he threw him out, which is what Rabbi Abba was saying, is because it was a machlokas and he didn't hold of that shita. That's no reason to throw upon somebody to get out. Well, I understand. What do you mean? If you the pasuk that you brought, Me'achas Mehena, is it referring to Shabbos? It's talking about a Korban Chatas. So it's a generic pasuk about Korban Chatas. Now, Rabbi Yossi had a very brilliant exposition of the pasuk in terms of its application to Shabbos. I could do exactly the same thing and apply it to Avodas Kochavim, and I'll get the same solution, essentially, that I would have had for Shabbos, and I can go right back and learn it out from Achas Mehena, as a matter of fact. I mean, the truth is that you don't even have to come on to this. I mean, Rabbi Abba is completely wrong, no matter how you look at it, because Rabbi Abba is saying, well, we're stuck with the Shtach Avoyan, if we're going to apply now the Machlokas of Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi, then we're going to end up without a chiluk malachus. What do we need ishtakabayat for chiluk malachus? What's wrong with using me'achas mehena? Forget about needing to use the ishtakabayat for chiluk malachus. Why can't we use achas mehena and say exactly the same thing? Why can't I say like this? I would describe him nami typically me'achas mehena. Achas means zvicha. Okay, so we have a me'achas. You can do a partial zvicha. You can do a shechting of a simen echa instead of shtei simoni. So that's simen echa. Then you have hena. That's obeis. The obeis are zvicha, ktira, nisa, ishtachavoya. But we also have toldos. Me'hena. Let's say I take a stick and I break it in front of an avodah zara as an act of worship. That's a tolda of zvicha. That's very interesting, my thought, because Rashi learns that this is only with an avodah zara where the derech is to worship it with sticks. So in other words, one of these South American, in front of the avodah zara, this guy takes a, I don't know what you call those thing. What are they called? Yeah, that's it. Okay, he takes it and he breaks it in front of the avodah zara as a sign of sacrifice. So then the breaking of it would be the breaking of the neck for shchita. So it would be a tolda. The Ravid says, you don't even need that it should be talked about a South American avodah zara. He says it could be standard, the act of zvicha, being as that's universal. So whatever one sacrifices, you have to sacrifice an animal. I mean, why can't you sacrifice a voodoo doll? Why can't you sacrifice a stick? And why can't you sacrifice your jaguar? As long as you did something to show the act of shchita, right? So, okay, so you show the act of shchita over here by breaking it. You know, take off the camshaft or something, right? So you'd be fine? That's what the Ravid holds. But in any event, there's a concept called a toladah, therefore even of avodat kochavim. So now, that would be the mehena, and we now have to darshan the achas shihihena, would also be the same thing. Let's say somebody knows that we have the avodas kochavim, and he doesn't know that this is a aveda. So it's a shigigas aveda. Then you have a hena shiachat, where you simply didn't know about the avodas kochavim. So shigigas avodas kochavim. You know that this is an avoda. You know it's an avoda lamokom, and you know, but you don't think that this is avodat kochavim. We're going to clarify that in a moment. And here's how it relates to our sugya. Because if you're talking about shigigat avodat kochavim, that's not in terms of, you know that this is an avodah, but you don't know, how does that work? I mean, what the heck do you think you're doing? I mean, ekidami. Ikasava beta knesset uvishtach avodah. They're the same problem. You think it's a shul. Okay, so hare li below shamay. El the chazan data v'sagid leh. Same question. You see the statue, you didn't know people worship as avodah zara. For fine, you accepted it as a god, so then it's amazing. You didn't do anything. You just did an act of cover to the king. And therefore, it's got to be that it's talking about that you knew that there was avodah zara and that this is the way that you worship of avodah zara. However, you thought ava v'yira is mutter, and turns out to be utter, and therefore it's a shogeg, and now you're chayav. But that's only true according to Abaye. Sa'eni chala Abaye diyamar chayav, okay. Then here you'd be chayav a katas, because you did an act of avodas kochavim. But according to Rabbi holds that that's not even an act of avodas kochavim, and you'd be potter. What is the case of a guy who knows that this is an aveda, but he's somehow shogeg in avodas kochavim? What's the shogeg in avodas kochavim? The case is Bona Mutter. He didn't know that there was such a thing before. He doesn't know that there's such a thing as Avodas Kochavim. He thinks, you know, wherever you worship God, God is everywhere. God's in everything. I mean, so if this is what you do in the Beis Hamikdash, you can do it anywhere and worship God. No? Okay, so, but wait a minute. So then, what is this man? Is he a shogeg on the Avodas Kochavim, or is he a shogeg on the Avodas Kochavim? Which one is he shogeg on? He's shogeg on both. Avodas Kochavim or are shogeg on the Avodas Kochavim? Right? Is it the Kochavim that he's shogeg on or the Avodah that he's Kochavim that he's shogeg on? In other words, he's basically forgotten two things. Because if he doesn't know the same thing as Avodas Kochavim, then he doesn't know that there's such a thing as avodas kachorin either. In which case, each one of these avodas he's shugging on, but he's shugging on the concept as a whole. It would be the same thing. A guy didn't know that today is Shabbos, but even if he would have known today is Shabbos, he has no idea that these are malachas of Shabbos. So what is that? Now here it's saying, well, that's this case. That would be the case of Shigigah Shabbos. Because we're saying over here, that's the Achas, which is Hena. So if that's the case, then, but then here you've got your solution. Understand, if Rava himself asked Rav Nachman, he's saying according to Rava, the case would have to be that he was an Omer Mutzer. Rava asked Rav Nachman, what would be the case by Shabbos if Ha'alem Zeb Zeb Yado, Mahu? If he doesn't know either, so is he chayav on each because he made a mistake on the malachas? Or do we say, well, but there's a more general mistake that he made, which is he didn't know about Shabbos. So maybe it's one mistake and he'd be chayav one. Now here, Rav is taking for granted the latter. So tiv shoteinu chayav alachat. From here we would see that we have a solution to that question. Because it's the only way that we could apply the din of achas mihena to avodas kachavim is by making this assumption. Because the only case we had, Rav Lashitaso, the only case we had would be Bo'an Mamotza. So fine, okay. So well, hello Kasha, so what's wrong with that? So the tiv shot, fine. Now you've got an answer. What bothers you? So he said, so fine, tiv shot. No, but anyway, the whole thing is crazy. It's totally crazy. You can't possibly think that these psukim of Akas and Hina apply to Avodas Kochavim anyway. Because but over here, Ilohachatsiv, over here the Torah introduces the dinim of Karbonis of Chatas. And it's got four separate parshias. It's got a parsha of a Halam Dava, it's got a parsha of a Kohen Gadol, parsha of Mashiach, it's got a parsha of Inotzi, Tefeteh, it's got a parsha of a Yochid, of Kispa, it's actually a separate parsha of Seira. So how does that get that doesn't then you go to Avodas Kochavim? We're clearly not talking about Avodas Kochavim. Because when it comes to Avodas Kochavim, view of Avodas Kochavim Tznan, we learned in the Mishnah Vishavin, all of the Shitas hold that each and every one of the people, whether he's a Nazi, or whether he's a Yachid, or whether he's a Kohen Gadol, brings a Seira just like a Yachid. Vesilo Amida, I don't want to hear any more about this. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that we're going to learn out Chiluk Malachas by Avodas Kochavim from here. This is definitely not where we're going to learn it out from. However, I still say, Rabbi Yosef, forget about asking in Rabbi Abba from Achas Mihena, okay? Nice try, but it's completely off the wall. But where you would learn Chiluk Malachas from is, as I pointed out, from Ishtaka Vaya. Everyone would be Moda that the primary use of a Poskat, Yotim Naklal, is to be Megala that didn't Chiluk back on the Klal. Not to tell me it's a law. And since we don't have any other source when it comes to Avodas Kochavim for Chiluk, we're forced to use Ishtaka Vaya for Chiluk, and that's going to anybody. And that's what was going on in the conversation between Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan. Not what Rabbi Abba was claiming. That's all. Okay, are we clear about all this? Sure, we could do a sequel. Why not? Basically, we went off on a tangent over here a little bit to try to figure out what the din is about Siluk Melachot when it comes to Avodah Zarah. You chayav on each Avodah separately, as you would be on Shabbos, or is it all one big Isser? Rabbi Zakkai came along, he tells Rabbi Yochanan, it's all one Isser. Rabbi Yochanan throws him out with this. There's no place in my best advantage for this kind of teaching. Okay, so what was the problem? Rabbi Abba said the problem was that he seems to be applying the machlokas of Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi by Shabbos, in which we have a question as to whether we learn out Chiluk Melachot, or whether we learn out that an example of something of a Yotze Minat Klal, of a long list of things, is coming to tell me it's not part of the list. So by extension, we have the same situation by Avodah Zarah. We have a long list of things, Zvicha, Nisuk, and Haktara, Zvicha Saddam, right? Okay, we have a long list of things. We have one thing that's Yotze Minat Klal, Ishtach Havayah. And now the question is, how do I look at that? Do I look at that as telling me each one of these things stands separately? Or do I look at it as, well, Ishtach Havayah is less than everything else, it's only a lot. Same machlokas. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't like it because he passed chiluk malachas, and therefore he would have passed chiluk malachas, chiluk avodas by avodas kechavim. Comes Rabbi Yosef and he says to Rabbi Abba, that is not what happened. Excuse me. What happened is that what Rabbi Zakkai said to Rabbi Yochanan is wrong, no matter how you look at it, because the only reason that there was a machlokas about how to deal with the yosef min haklal, which was avora when it comes to Shabbos. The only reason it was a machlokas was because chiluk malachas could be known from somewhere else by Shabbos, namely the drasha mi'achas mi'ena. But if you didn't have that somewhere else, of course you were going to use your primary drasha to tell me chiluk. Over here you don't have that somewhere else, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan was telling Rabbi Zakkai, this is totally wrong. Because if you've got ishtak avaya, then use it for chiluk avedas. So Rabbi Zakkai was wrong with Kuli Alma. Nothing to do with the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson. Then the Gemara comes along and says, and this again is a tangent to the tangent, by the way, why not just learn out Chiluk Avedas from the same place we learn out Chiluk Malachas? What are we talking about all of this? Using Yishtak Avaya, not using Yishtak Avaya. It says Achas Mehena. We could apply Achas Mehena to our case of Avodah Zarah the same way we could have applied it to Shabbos, which connected to our previous sugya, because the only way that we could figure out a case in which you would have a shagoga of the whole idea of Avodah Kechavim was either in Ava B'Yira, or Halem Dover, or Omer Mutter of the whole thing. Okay, that had to do with the sugya that we had before, but really, very peripherally. Good. So then the Gemara said about that tangent, it's completely and totally wrong, because you can't possibly think that Achas Mehena applies to Avodah Zarah for a very simple reason. Achas Mehena introduces in Parshas Vayikra the four levels of chatos, each one of which has a different type of animal. And it happens to be that by Avodah Zarah, there's a completely different halacha, in which there's totally different dinim, and how could it be that you think we're talking about Avodah Zarah? There's a different carbon that's brought for Avodah Zarah. It's not included under any of the carbonates mentioned in Vayikra. So what are you talking about? So we threw that out. We're left now with Rabbi Yosef's taina against Rabbi Abba's explanation of what Rabbi Yochanan had against Rabbi Zakkai. So Rabbi Abba thought all he had against him was the question of which sheet he was going, and Rabbi Yosef points out he has against him the whole idea. It doesn't work out according to any sheet. And that's where we're up to now. Now, Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda says, you've got the whole story wrong. Now, let's start from the beginning. Because actually, you see, what Rav Zakkai had said to Rav Yochanan was something very different. What he said to him was like this. He said, Chomer b'Shabbat mishar mitzvot, and Chomer b'Shar mitzvot mi b'Shabbat. There's certain ways that Shabbos is more common than other mitzvahs. Certain ways that other mitzvahs is more common than Shabbos. Because look, Chomer b'Shabbos, Shabbos asa shtayim behalem echad, chayav kol achad v'achad. Shabbos is very common, because Shabbos, for one it's a Shabbos, you could be chayav 39 separate chatos. So if you do two different things, even though it's in a single halama, well that's what that is in a moment, you'd be chayav in each one separately, mashenken in another mitzvah. You'd only be chayav one. We'll talk about all that. Chomer b'shar mitzvot. Now, it's also, other mitzvahs are more common. B'shar mitzvot shagag b'lo mitkaven chayav. If you do a shogeg, you didn't have a kavana what you were doing. But it was done nonetheless. So you would be chayav. Let's say you end up thinking that a particular woman is your wife, it ends up to be with your sister. So you don't have any kavanah to do an isser in sleeping with her. But lamaisa, it was an animus kavanah. It was completely something that was heter. It turns out to be isser. And nonetheless, you're chayev. Now, by Shabbos, that's not true.
Chayev for what?
But, for a korban? Yeah, chayev for korban, obviously. So, by Shabbos, if something other than your intent was done, it's not a malacha for Shabbos at all. And by Shabbos, you'd be potter. Mashen can be Shabbos. Now let's analyze this. Amama. You said, Chomer b'Shabbos, Shabbos has a shtayim be'elam echad, you do two malachas, you'd be chayav in each one. Except, well, what's the case exactly? Here you go. Ilay medo'ava k'tzira u'tchina. Let's see, you do two separate malachas. Okay. So you harvested the grain and then you ground the grain. So give me an example when you say in other mitzvahs you would be chayev now what? Only one? Well, what's the example by other mitzvahs? That you ate chalev and dam. Understand? So you're chayev two petos in both cases. One for ksira and one for ksina, or one for chalev and one for dam. Hokatati mechayev, hokatati mechayev. I don't understand what you're saying. Elagabi shar mitzvahs deino chayev alahakas eshidoni. What's the case where you would only be chayev one if you did another avera? Okay, you ate, let's say, a piece of chalev, and then you ate another piece of chalev. Well, by Shabbos, the same thing. I mean, so by Shabbos, you picked one plant, and then you go and you pick another plant, all the Hela Mechad. You'd only be chayev one in both cases. So, Kavatsi Shabbos, Gavit Ksira Ksira, Hoko Chodem Mechayev, Hoko Chodem Mechayev. You'd be chayev, in each case, only one. So, you're making an artificial distinction over here. That's why he threw him out. Fine, and normally, that's why he said it. It sounds nice on the surface. But you took the din of Shabbos about Chilek Malachas and you expressed it in a way that makes no sense. Because Lamaita, if it's two separate Yisurim for other Yisurim, exactly the same. Says the Gemara, I understand. Well, why can't it? He makes perfectly good sense. Why would he throw him out? My Krisha. Why can't we say like this? The case was by Shabbos, he does two separate Malachas, he's Chayav and each Malach, Ksira V'tchina. The case that was similar, Masha'in came Bishar Mitzvahs, was coming along to tell me about Avodas Kochavim, and this is how everybody got confused with what Reb Zakkai had said. Reb Zakkai made a statement comparing Shabbos with Avodas Kochavim, in which the only understanding of the statement is that by Shabbos you're Chayav and each Malach separately, and by Avodas Kochavim, you would be chayav only one, even if you did the Zivuach and Kitor and Nisach and Zrika. You'd only be chayav on one. Which boils down to saying what Rabbi Zakkai claimed, what you claim Rabbi Zakkai said. However, it was a whole different discussion. It was in terms of how we view the relationship to Shabbos. So Masha'in came, Bishar Mitzvahs was going to talk about Avodas Kochavim and was following the sheet of Rabbi Ami, which had nothing to do with the question of whether we learn out Hishtachavoya to tell me Chiluk Malachas. It had to do with a special pasuk that Rabami ends up learning from. The Omer Rabami, Ziveach v'kiter v'nisech v'alem echad, eno chayav ela achat. He learns out from the pasuk that it's all one Malach, as we'll see tomorrow.
And what's the halama? This Abarzar?
Well, yeah, we'll go into this more in a moment. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't have thrown him out because it makes perfectly good sense. Says Gemara, no. Lo mitzvah Rabbi Avodas Kochavim. How could you think it's talking about Avodas Kochavim? It couldn't have been a contrast that he was making with Avodas Kochavim. Because then it doesn't make sense the next piece. What's the next piece that Rabbi Zakkai said to Rabbi Yochanan in this version? The Ksani Seifa, the last thing he said was, that other mitzvahs are more chomer. Why? Because in other mitzvahs, if you did a shagaga without a kavana, you'd be chayev. Now, how would you be chayev Avodas Kochavim without a kavana? Right? I mean, isn't that the whole point? There's a strange interrelationship over here between Avodas Kochavim and Shabbos. Very strange interrelationship. First of all, the Torah compares Avodas Kochavim and Shabbos. It's that just like Shabbos is one mitzvah that's the equivalent of Kala Tarakula, Kala Mumala Kala Tarakula, the same thing is true of Avodas Kochavim. Both of those mitzvahs have a dependency in intent and what it is you think that you're doing, which doesn't appear by any other mitzvah. And both of those mitzvahs have now different ways of doing the same kind of thing. Different malachas or different avedas. Of course, there's a similarity with that concept itself. So how do you understand now the safe of what Rabbi Zakkai said? Because it says over there, other mitzvahs have done without kavanah yachayev. How in the world would you have a shogeg below miskaving with avedas kochavim? What would be the case? If what? You hold it to Beit HaKnesset? So then how do I leave below Shemayim? It's not avedas kochavim. And of the chaz andarta v'sagid way? Did you bow down to an andarta, thinking it was a kavod for the melech? So then what'd you do? Ikiv le'alei be'aloha? You thought it was a god and accepted it on yourself, then you're amazed. Ilo kiv le'alei again, lo kluni. You didn't do anything. So what are you going to suggest now that the Enam is Kavin is? That what? That it was Mi'avo Mi'ira? And that's the equivalent? So you're saying Ava Mi'ira is essentially the same thing as saying that if there's no Kavana at all for Avedis Kechavin? Is that what you want to say? In other words, you're calling it an intent, the way Rashi is learning, an intent to serve the person who's holding the gun. Not an intent to serve this. And that's what you're doing. So you're saying, I'm not being Mechavin for Avedis Kechavin. That little do you know that that act per se ends up being Avedis Kechavin, but that's an Enam is Kavin. Right? Okay, so that would be the case? Well, I mean, it would only work out according to Abaye, right? Abaye holds that in such a case you'd be chayav. Fine. So any Abaye holds in such a case you'd be chayav. That would be the similarity. By Shabbos, I mean, that would be the contrast. By Shabbos, an Enam is Kavin is potter. But by Avedis Kechavin, an Enam is Kavin of this kind is chayav. But what about if you hold according to Rava? Where would there be an Enam is Kavin that could be chayav by Avedis Kechavin? So the Rava, the Amar potter, my Ika Lameimar. Well, you'd have to say that he's an Eino Miskavin in the sense that he's an Omer Mutter. Because, you know, normally we don't call that Eino Miskavin. But when it comes to Avodas Kechavin, it is, you see. Because not knowing that there exists a concept of alien worship, which is essentially Avodah Zarah, then essentially what you're doing in your mind is something entirely different. You're worshiping God. Because never having heard that there's an idea that there, you could worship something that isn't God, so then what you're doing is the worship of God as far as you're concerned. The same thing by Shabbos. You intended to pick up something that was detached from the ground, thinking to eat it. It turns out it was attached to the ground. You pull it up. Oh my God, I had no idea it was Bechavin. So what were you doing? You weren't doing an Issur Shabbos at all, as far as you thought. Same thing over here. You weren't doing anything at all. You're worshiping God as you're supposed to do. So therefore, here we have a unique situation in which you could call that an Eino Miskavin, according to Rava.
Is that the mistake in Eneshwitz?
Yeah.
That's why it's a mistake, a Taut, Eino Miskavin.
Well, yeah. I mean, Taut doesn't necessarily mean Eino Miskavin. So then, Masha Ein Kein B'Shabbos, that what? What are you saying? But what are you saying now? You're saying, Masha Ein Kein B'Shabbos, that in such a case, in other words, you have to compare the similar type of Enam Miskavin. So an Enam Miskavin by Shabbos now would suddenly become an Omer Mutter? Is that, you want to contrast that with Shabbos? I mean, nobody had a Havamina that you would be putter on Shabbos for being an Omer Mutter. The only question the Rabbi asked for Nachman was whether you'd be high of an each Malacha, because you also didn't know the Malachas, or whether you'd be high of only one. But nobody said, well, maybe the Klaus doesn't the concept of Shabbos and Malach. I mean, how can that be called Mechavin? He's not doing anything. He doesn't know what a concept of a Malach is. So you can't be doing a Malach without knowing that there exists such an idea of doing a Malach any more than you could be doing Avodah Zarah without knowing that such a thing is possible. This is a very important nekudah, I want you to understand, which almost everybody misses. The idea of there being a difference between the Malacha and Shabbos is not a question of whether I also had a Shegaga in the nature of this particular element of Chilul Shabbos. That's not the point. The point is, as is clear from this Gemara, that the Malacha itself is a construct. The idea of Malacha is a particular construct. It's not doing things, right? It's the way in which the Torah has defined a new concept that people are not aware of. However one understands the nature of Malacha, it's an exceedingly complex construct in which each one has a group of toledot and is differentiated from other things in the world that may look very busy and are not Malachas. I mean, everybody that's not aware of the Halacha goes crazy over this. Well, I don't understand. Why am I allowed to pick up all of my suitcases on Shabbos and I can't flick a light switch? That is sick. Right? That's the typical reaction, because they have no idea what Malacha is. So therefore, someone who has no idea what Malacha is, his problem with Shabbos is a completely different problem. You can't be shoveis from Malachas if you don't know what a Malacha is. That's the point. It's not just, well, I didn't know that this particular way of doing Shabbos was answered. You see, it's a whole different question. And that's why, I mean, there's a beautiful Diya Kintosis. Take a look at the Tosis Halokash over here. The closing words of Tosis, you read through the altar, I'm going to go into the details. But, Halcha Shaini the Shabbos Iker HaMitzvah, if this is the correct Girsa, then what he's saying is, there's two elements. One element is Sheishes Yamim Ta'aseh Malach Tera. I have to know what Malacha is to do that, and then to be Shabbos on Shabbos. But that means that there's an interrelationship between the doing of malachas and the shvisa of malachas. What's the ikar mitzvah? That's the question that we're asking over here. It's the thing. Here, if we're dealing with Shabbat, the ikar mitzvah is the shvisa from the malacha. The knowledge of the malacha and doing malachas during Sheishes Yemei HaMa'aseh, although it's part of the interrelationship of Shabbos or Kol that makes Shabbos possible, can't be viewed as the ikar ha-mitzvah. Now that's crazy. If you understand the Gemara Kapshuto, what are you talking about? I mean, the Ikar Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah about Malachas. There's only Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos is Malachas. What do you mean? We're talking about the Ikar HaMitzvah here. Okay, so now getting back to this. So you're going to tell me that what? So by Shabbos, you would be Potzer Lagamre, because now you're saying the concept of Shabbos, if he cannot be Mechavein to be doing something on Shabbos if he doesn't know what that's all about. So what's the case then? Hakam lo boi mini rabbi mi Rav Nachman helam zevezeh. Of Rav Nachman, the most that Rav thought was that if you have both a problem of not knowing a malachas and you also didn't know it was Shabbos, so then the question was whether you're chayav one or whether you're chayav on each malacha. But so you look chayav chodim vevitarti. But toto legame? I mean, according to what you're saying now, you're contrasting Shabbos with avodas kachavim. So you're saying avodas kachavim, you would be chayev, but over by Shabbos you would be toto legame. Let the lamadi arma. Nobody holds to such a thing. Wait a second. What are you getting all hung up for here? I know why you're getting all hung up, because it's 9:10. All right, so maybe let's wait for tomorrow for this piece, because I think you've had quite a bit to chew on today. And this last piece, I think, will drive everybody bananas. So. What's that?